Chairman, whenever you're ready.
Is that all the beeps?
Yeah. All right, then we'll bring the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for Tuesday, January 10th, 2023 to order, and we'll start with roll call.
Chairman Lee Young.
Present.
Vice Chairman Dana Hennis.
Present.
Commissioner Tyson Garten.
Present.
Commissioner Ginny Grieger.
Present.
Commissioner Jim Main.
Present.
And first up is our consent agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Then first up we have case numbers 22-10-AN, 22-16-S, and 22-39-DR, design review for Perdido Cove subdivision. And it's Troy.
Good evening, members of the commission. For the record, Troy Behunin, senior planner. Sorry, I'm under the weather a little bit. The applications before you this evening request annexation, preliminary plat approval, and also design review approval in order to subdivide approximately 4.75 acres into 25 total lots, 18 single-family lots and 7 common lots, and also a common driveway. The applicant is proposing approximately 0.48 acres or 10.10% of the project as open space, with gross density proposed at 3.79 dwelling units per acre and the net density proposed at 4.41 dwelling units per acre. Public Works can support the Perdido Cove subdivision development with the conditions that are listed in that in the engineer's memo. The Planning and Zoning Department agrees with the Public Works recommendations. In the application for the design review, the applicant's provided what appears to be a compliant landscape plan, and it's for the commission to decide whether they approve that this evening, the annexation and the preliminary plat as a recommendation. Staff has reviewed the proposed preliminary plat and for technical compliance with CUNA City Code and the design review for compliance with Title V and VI, and also with Idaho state statutes and the CUNA comprehensive plan. Should the commission recommend approval of the annexation and the preliminary plat and approve the design review, staff recommends the applicant be subject to the proposed recommended conditions as outlined in the staff report. The applicant is present this evening and their presentation is at the end of your packet. And I will sit for any questions you have.
Okay. Are there any questions for Troy at this time?
No, not at this time for me.
I don't have any.
And have the applicant to please come forward and state your name and address for the record, please.
Good evening. Chase Craig, 5055 East CUNA Road. And, we appreciate the opportunity to come in front of the commissioners and staff for the meeting we're having today. We've got a great infill property that checks all the boxes for the cities in terms of what they're looking for when it comes to infill. We'll be completing a sidewalk system for connectivity that's been lacking for almost 15 years at this point. And we'll also be completing some necessary utility connections, which will help create redundancy for critical infrastructure. We also have the opportunity to cooperate with the existing neighbors. We had a neighborhood meeting. And do you mind scrolling down? Oh, can I do one of these? There's two?
Yeah, try that
one. Oh, perfect. Thank you so much.
Sorry.
So we had the opportunity to meet with the existing neighbors on the 17th. We got some great feedback from them. The biggest, opportunity for us, and I'll scroll down here to the original plat that we had submitted. Here's the original plat we had submitted. Can I zoom in here?
Page 141.
There you go. So as you can see on our original plat, we had the common space in the front, and the feedback we got from the neighbors is, hey, you know, we'd love to have zero neighbors, and we understand that. I'm sure they would. But realistically, like, how could we have less neighbors backing up to our property? So one of the changes we made before you, I'll see if I can find, I guess here's a good look at the current setup. What page is this? Do you know?
136.
Thank you so much. So this is the adjustments we've made, and as you can see here, we have, you know, a large majority of the homes. Do we have a better view of this one?
If, yeah, if you go one beyond where you were to 137.
Thank you. You guys know, maybe.
There you go.
Perfect. Yeah, thank you so much. So you can see here, you know, we listen to the neighbors, and, you know, we have all of these homes don't have any direct backyard neighbor, and we've minimized the amount of backyard neighbors over here with the way that we've laid this out, really trying to cooperate the best we can to make it an easy transition for them as we develop the property. In terms of the school district, we've been working with the school district. This is a short walk to the elementary school that is within the community. It's less than, a block. The public, I think it's public data website, it said the Crimson Point Elementary has actually declined 14% in students over the last 5 years. I'd love to talk to Robbie, see if that's accurate information. And given the size of these home sites and having them be low maintenance, and given the community of Crimson Point itself, we believe our target demographic is actually probably going to be the empty nester. Now, obviously, we can't control that, but a lot of the feedback we've been getting is, you know, wanting to be close to kids and grandkids. So that's kind of our vision for the property. And I'll say this again as many times as it needs to be said, this is a low inventory environment we're in CUNA, and affordable housing is a major issue. The average sold price for CUNA in 2020 was $327,000. By the end of 2021, it was $447,000. And by the end of 2022, the average sold price for a home in CUNA is $481,000. Now, the biggest reason for this is the lack of inventory. And even with the market transitioning, there's still only 1.4 months worth of supply in the city of CUNA. We have a severe lack of housing here. So obviously you guys have some pretty big responsibilities on your shoulders to help with that. And this is a great project to, although it's a small addition, it is an addition to help with the lack of inventory. We are supportive of all the staff conditions for approval with the following exceptions, and it's more questions than really an issue. And I might have my right-hand man, Tim, come up here and if we need to address where they're at. But the sidewalks on our Dell, do we have a satellite image here? Tell me when to stop. Right here? Thank you. Okay, so this is our Dell right here, and our property is right here. And you can see these sidewalks are actually attached. And if you go further down our Dell, do we have a picture of that too? No. Okay. So if you go further down our Dell, this is to the this would be to the west side of our current property. These sidewalks are attached. And to the east side of our property, if you go down our Dell, not touching our property, but if you keep going down our Dell, just straight down this road, the direction we're looking right now, the sidewalks are actually the exact same way. They're attached to the road. But the city has requested, or staff has requested, for detached. So we just weren't sure if there was a reason for that, because it'd be the only detached section of sidewalk, at least for what's currently there. So that was a question we had, not necessarily an argument, just is that really what we want? The second thing that came up was we were asked to align our access road with the Ewing Meadows project, which is to our north. So if I'm looking at this plat, here is our property right here. And to the north is Ewing Meadows. But according to the plans we've been given, scroll up. Thank you. Oh, here you go. Thank you. This is perfect. It should be up here. According to the plans we've been given, There is no access road that is across the street from us in Ewing Meadows. So we just wanted to make it clear that that's not possible, at least with the knowledge we have. So those are the only two issues that we had with staff's findings. So in conclusion, we have a low-density project. It's almost feels rare to have a great infill project. Satisfies orderly development, will help with connectivity and the livability of the community, and obviously the affordable housing issue that we have. So that said, Tim, did I miss anything? Okay, and obviously if you guys have questions, I would be happy to answer them, even if it's not at this time. So.
Okay, are there any questions for the applicant at this time?
No, not right now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll open the public testimony at 6:11. And I only see one signed in. Maybe Robbie Rope.
Robbie Reno, Kennett School District, 7101 East Porter Street. Yeah, the current enrollment at Crimson Point is 485. It has a capacity of around 600. Part of that is when we built Silver Trail, a lot of that zone shrunk, and so that absorbed that. But, you know, according to some data, there's just over 500 platted homes in that currently approved platted homes in that zone. So that'll quickly fill up. We are working with the developer. We kind of fell short on time. I had submitted comments to the city staff, and we apologize for that. But we're working collaboratively with the developer, and we hope to come to a collaborative solution by the time it goes to council. And I believe Mr. Craig and the district will come to that. He's been a collaborative partner in the past, and we really appreciate that. And so we tentatively approve of this project until when it goes to council, contingent on our work together. So that's all I have. I stand for any questions.
None at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, and just make sure, is there anybody here that would like to testify on this application that didn't sign in? Okay, then seeing none, we'll close the public testimony at 6:12. And I guess I'll just ask Troy real quick, as far as the Ewing subdivision, I can't remember, did we shift that entry slightly towards the east in our...
That's a great question. For the record, Troy Behunin, Senior Planner, Keno Planning and Zoning Department. For whatever reason, I understood that the entrance that was approved was further over. If it doesn't line up, that's fine. I mean, if the commission would like to remove that condition, staff is fine with that. Because ACHD is going to have the final say on where all of these roads and these access points actually end up.
Okay. And then as far as the sidewalk question.
So again, Troy Buchanan,
detached.
Senior Planner. The two projects that Chase is referencing, Crimson Point, which surrounds their west, south, and southeast port part of the project, and then across the street, across Shayla, that's Ruby Ridge or Ruby something. I can't remember exactly what it's called. It ended up being changed, but that doesn't matter. But so Crimson Point that surrounds this project or is adjacent directly to this project, I mean, that was built back in 2004, 5, 6, and 7 when some of the standards were different. I believe that the sidewalk is actually not even 8 foot wide. This is a classified road, and our standard is for 8 foot and detached sidewalks. Even if it's for a short period of a project, you know, it's only a few hundred feet. However, Shayla Avenue does have detached sidewalks on part of it, I believe on the east side. But anyway, that is the current standard, is that they're detached and 8 foot. And the last thing that the commission or the council or staff needs is Ewing Meadows coming to us saying, oh, you just approved Perdido Cove and you let them do 6 foot or 5 foot attached sidewalks and blah, blah, blah. So staff recommends that they transition from whatever width they are to the proper width, and that they are separated.
Doesn't that create a safety hazard when they have to move that much in that short period of time? It would seem like it would be a precedence, not setting a precedence for other subdivisions to utilize that to argue that point, but we're just matching, or he would be matching existing for that short period.
Yeah, but if we, I mean, let's be honest, there's been kind of a hopscotch approach to some of the development. I mean, we've got Crimson Point that sat around for the last 15 years, and now we have other things that are filling in. If we don't follow the current standard, then we'll always follow the rule of, well, that's what was in. Well, there's a lot of that's what was in already, and then we'll never get to the standard that it calls for in the city code.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. So with that, that
I don't know if I like that. I understand, but I think visually that's going to be strange to look at along that road.
I think it'll be a transition, but if Shayla going north and all that is there, all the new, everything going in across the street has the offset and everything else. If it makes a little curve transition up to the side, then at least all of this will be consistent. If you're coming up here, I like the safety factor of an off or a sidewalk being detached. Watching 4-year-olds on their bicycles going down the sidewalks.
Yes, granted. But yeah. I'm an engineer. I like straight things. I like symmetry.
But yeah, I work in that architect's office where we like to make things curvy.
Yeah, I know.
But okay. I don't know. That's my thought on the sidewalk anyway.
Okay.
But as far as the rest of the development, the lot is odd shaped, so it's, I'm sure that's why it's been sat there for as long as it has. But and I think it's a good use of that corner in the way it's laid out. It's a private lane.
Yeah, I like the way they've done it, especially this kind of revision where it gives a lot of open or a lot of grassy open space between the two pieces. I definitely appreciate that, what they've done, and I think they've done a nice job laying out what's in between there.
Yeah, and you know, the private, or then the little, there's access for fire in the emergency area off that small lane there too. So I don't have, it's a pretty straightforward one to me, but I don't know what the other comments are. Anybody else?
I don't have a problem with it. Going through all the facts and findings, I think it matches what we need. And as far as homes, my main concern was schools. And I noticed in some of the meeting questions were whether these were going to be single story or two-story houses. So I don't know if we got to that.
No, I was thinking about that as well. I don't know if that's something maybe we can ask the applicant, especially on that area, that transition kind of on the downward side where it's against the other subdivision. Are those plan to be single-family? Do you have
single-story?
Because I know that's one of the things that came out of the neighborhood meeting, was some of that.
So, for the record, Chase Craig, 5055 East Keener Road, Keene, Idaho, 83634. So, at this point in time, there are no plans for single or two-story. We don't have the exact product identified. You know, when we had talked with the neighbors, the feedback we got was, and we hadn't really had the opportunity to go over this plat with them, because we knew that minimizing the impact in the backyard was significant. And funny little history, because I used to sell this Crimson Point back in 06, 07, 08, 09, 10. But those properties on Gainsborough Road had to be single level because of one of the neighbors that backed up to them because they didn't want their view to be blocked. When they sold the land, it was a development thing. So, yeah, kind of a fun little fact-finding. But at this point in time, you know, the biggest feedback we got was not, I know Austin was there with me. The biggest feedback we got was, like, how can I get less neighbors backing up to my yard?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That was the number one thing, and that's what we focused on. So.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
We'd see that once it comes back for design.
Okay. Anyway.
No, we don't see that.
No, we don't.
No, not on the houses. That's true. Okay. So, but I think they've done a nice job minimizing at least that back there.
Definitely. Yeah, I think it's a... It looks pretty good for an infill. This is what happens when one party holds out when there's a large development. My previous life, you know, gives me some experience in watching those things happen, even though I'm not in real estate. So I think it looks really pretty good for the size of the lot, and I appreciate the R6. So trying to cram even more in there, because quite frankly, I'm not concerned that there's not a huge inventory of houses in CUNA. Not that I'm not for growth, but I'm more concerned about quality than quantity. So I think this looks pretty good.
Yeah, I agree. I like the landscape buffer between the two developments. And I think with the detached sidewalk, that with a little creativity, we can make it work on this parcel. Especially if it turns and goes down Shayla Avenue. But all in all, I think it's a pretty good looking project.
Okay. I mean, the only thing that we kind of have outstanding is just that alignment of the streets. I mean, according to that layout, we just don't know. So do we remove that condition, or do we...
I think we can remove that. I think, okay. You know, like Troy mentioned ACHD, if that's the ultimate, because it seems like when we were having the meeting on the development to the north, that we had shifted, or there was an ACHD comment for shifting that entryway to the east to help with traffic calming, because that's true. And if that was then I'll be an ACHD. And
okay.
So I'm fine with removing that.
Okay.
In my opinion, everybody else has their own.
They're going to have a hard time aligning those.
Yeah.
In that case, Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval of 22-10-AN, the annexation, and 22-16-S, the preliminary plat for the Perdido Cove subdivision with the conditions as outlined in the staff report, except with the removal of the condition for the alignment of the substreets.
Okay.
Second.
Right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 And Mr. Chairman, I move we approve 22-39-DR, the design review for Perdido Cove subdivision with the conditions as outlined in the staff report, with the condition of the removal of the alignment of Ewing, the street to Ewing Meadows.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right, motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I don't see anything else listed on the agenda. Is there anything that staff or any commissioners have?
Commissioners, Matt Johnson, White Peterson, City Attorney. You haven't seen me for a few months. I'm back. But I also wanted to introduce to you Kelsey Briggs from our office. She's an associate. She's a U of I law graduate. Joined us this fall after passing the bar. And she's going to be attending some meetings with me and becoming part of the team from our office serving the city of CUNA. So.
Nice. Welcome.
Welcome.
Right. Yeah,
welcome.
Congratulations.
I was just curious, were there any issues with the new staff report format, or was everything pretty?
No, it seemed pretty
okay.
Good.
Okay.
I'll send you my list.
Yeah. And last item, commissioners, our next meeting is January 24th. Is there anybody who knows at this moment if they will not be able to attend?
I don't know how much you have planned for that day.
That would be ex parte, sir.
I should be here.
You should be.
I
get back to me, Lee. Thank you. Okay.
How's that for an answer?
That is going to be real hard to put or to transcribe. Sorry.
Exactly.
Uh huh. Yeah. You're supposed to say maybe, maybe not. Not wishy washy by hand movements.
More of the curve thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know. That needs to be on the record because he's motioning over here and she can't pick it up on the transcribe. So,
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion. We adjourn.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Very good.